Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About your play and your first opportunity here the other night?
I was pretty happy with how I played. Going into the game, kind of had not really kind of any expectations. I was just going into the game with kind of a good attitude and kind of feel it out and see how it goes. And I thought I played really well, and I'm happy with the outcome.
What was the eye-opener with pro hockey? What'd you notice?
I think the first thing was just the pace, really fast. It's for sure a step up from the WHL where I play. So that's the number one. And then just the passes are always really hard. And, you know, the guys are bigger, stronger. So that's certainly something that kind of stood out to me. So I think those were the two things, yeah.
Over this season, what do you want to accomplish with your development to get you even more ready for when pro hockey comes online?
Yeah. I think for sure just getting stronger. I think that's something that's been talked about a lot, just getting bigger and stronger, adding some size. I think just getting faster too and just working a bit on my shot, I think something that's going to help as well. But I think just time and development's going to, like, I think it's just going to happen naturally just for me to get bigger and stronger. So I'm just staying patient and trying to just wait as good as I can, I guess, just stay positive and just hope that it's eventually going to come. So. Yeah, I think that was just some personal reasons why I kind of wanted to move. And just very excited to be in Red Deer. Great spot, great organization, great staff, everything. So just beyond excited for the opportunity and just to kind of keep working on my game and then just keep working on the process. And then hopefully that'll get me ready for next year and hopefully I'll be one step better.
At development camp and in the skate today, what are your thoughts on your
Oh, so good, yeah. He came down 2-on-1 on me on the, I think I was like the second drill or something, just sniped it bar down, so it wasn't really anything I could do, I guess. I was kind of covering the pass, so that's for sure stands out, and really good skater as well, really fast and powerful. I think he's already kind of developed in that spectrum, so it's very good for him. Yeah, for sure. I think he's kind of a bigger, stronger defenseman. I don't know too much about his game, but, you know, you see like Quinn Hughes, and he's usually paired up with more of a defensive player. I wouldn't say he's defensive, but kind of reliable. So I think that's kind of maybe what they're trying to do. So I think it works out really good. I think we help both each other's games. So, yeah, he's very excited.
Were you in camp in Alberta before you came here?
Yeah, I was. GM is Sutter now.
Okay.
Yeah, coach is Connor Walchuk. Yeah. I think it's just something I've always had, and I think I always want to play where the best players are, and I think the WHL has been producing the best players, and I had the commitment to Michigan and everything, and the great school and everything, but once again, like, I wanted to play where the hockey was the best and where I could develop, so took the WHL route, and I think it's worked out great for me. I think my game works great there. I think it's a good league for me to keep working on my game, so. I didn't play him last year because of COVID, so we only played the Western side, but it'll be fun to play him this year now. Being in Red Deer, I'll face him quite a few times. So. Not too much, but a little bit, just that we're going to face each other more now, so it'll be fun, yeah. I think we're both two really good teams, so kind of both probably top teams in the conference. So hopefully kind of when you near playoffs, maybe it'll get pretty competitive there. So, yeah, it's exciting. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.